Hello, and thanks for tuning in to today's podcast episode. So today, I wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about what I'm thinking about as we're getting ready to go into back to school season. The reason I want to talk about this is because I can definitely relate to kind of like the back to school panic. I don't know if any of you guys have ever felt that way, where leading up to back to school felt like really chaotic and crazy, and then getting everyone on board and getting their routines together felt really hectic and crazy. And then you had the beginning of the school year influx of paperwork and trying to get all that organized and trying to get everybody like on a structure and routine. Yeah, back to school does have the potential to be pretty hectic. However, I'm going to be just thinking about a couple of things that I could do ahead of time to prepare for that. So this is not really a how-to episode, just more sharing my thought process, just in case it's helpful to anyone out there. So I think historically, back to school can feel crazy to me because, you know, obviously there's a lot to do. I didn't even mention, oh gosh, Lord have mercy, like paperwork and getting medication ready, because you guys know my kids have food allergies, and like getting doctor's notes and checkups and all that stuff. So if you guys hear background noise, y'all know I have a family and they're with dad right now. So anyway, just give me grace. But yeah, so historically, it's just a lot to do, especially when you have like four kids who are trying to go to school and stuff. But then for me, I think sometimes it's not realizing how much work there is to do. Like my brain just doesn't really, it looks at it from a very high level. So sometimes I don't really start as early as I should to make it feel like lighter and easier. But yeah, I'm somebody who can traditionally wait until the last minute. And then not only do I have like this high-paced, stress-driven situation before school starts, then when school starts, you know, it feels like it kind of lasts for a little bit longer. And so one thing that I have found that has helped me combat kind of like that stress and stuff as we kind of venture into school is just taking a moment to plan and to think through everything that needs to get done, breaking up my goals into like quarterly goals, you know, even if it's not like a full year's quarterly goals, just thinking how much time do I have left and how do I break the remaining time that I have left down into chunks of four and then spacing it out. And usually when I do that, that's enough to kind of help my brain realize like, okay, sis, this is not a joke. Okay. So usually this is something that I would start much earlier than August. However, you guys know that this year my family and I took a vacation to Jamaica. So literally leading up to that trip, that is where I spent the most of my energy, my focus, and my concentration. And I just told myself, probably against my better judgment, I told myself I'll handle it when I get back. Let's just get through this hurdle first, and then everything else can wait until I can come back. And so that's what I did. And so now I am in a position where we have about a little more than 2 weeks left before school starts. And so I definitely want to start working on it now, so that it doesn't feel like stressful and overwhelming. So in this episode, I'm going to break down kind of like my thought process and my planning process. You know, you guys know this platform is just mainly for inspiration, so feel free to use it as inspiration and tweak it and make it something that could work for you. And then I'm going to talk about my strategy in terms of time management. Oh my gosh, my kids. Time management and how I plan to take the things that I need to get done and space it out over the next couple weeks so that it's realistic to fit into my schedule as a full-time work-from-home mom/wife/homeowner, you know, all the things. So if that's something that you're interested in, then definitely make sure to stay tuned for the rest of the episode. All right, so let's go ahead and get started. So the first thing that I like to do is I like to think about the 4 to 6 main categories of goals that I need to accomplish to achieve my goal. I just have found, actually, I learned this technique from a podcast called Systemize Your Life with Chelsea Joe. I always like to give her credit because I just think that her podcast has just been just tremendously helpful in terms of like time management. And so I've just taken some of her principles and I've adapted them to make them work for myself. So it's heavily inspired. But one thing that I have found is that thinking in categories helps my brain so much. I have found that I am either on one of two extremes. I can either be thinking about things too high level, in which case it kind of hides the urgency, or it kind of hides how much work there is to do when I think of things in terms of like being too high level. And I find that I can do that, especially kind of before I start getting into like knocking things off my to-do list. Or on the other extreme, I can kind of be way too in the weeds with something. And I find that this happens once I get started. Like I can create some really crazy to-do lists and just kind of have everything written in line items. And that's honestly too overwhelming and too hard to keep track of. And it kind of can make it difficult for me to focus on what's important, and I can really get lost in the weeds. So using this strategy that I learned from Chelsea Joe, I find that it really just helps me find like that middle ground. There is no, and from my perspective, I don't think that there is like a, you know, one rigid way to do it. The most important thing for me, or what matters to me, is making sure that, you know, I'm not too lost in the weeds, but I'm also not too thinking too high level about it. So I just like to work with anywhere between like 4 to 6 categories. That's flexible. If you need a couple more, feel free to go for it. If you need less, fine. Just know, I heard somewhere that our brain, you know, can only hold about 6, give or take. I think, I honestly, I hear a lot of different things. I hear somewhere between 4, 5, 6, or 7 things in your short-term memory at one time. And so if you try to go through anything above that, you know, sometimes it can kind of get hard to like juggle all the things. So just be mindful. You don't want to be thinking of like 15 categories. If you're getting to that point, that means we're thinking like 2 in the weeds, and maybe some of those categories could be consolidated. And then also, you know, you don't want to be working with just like 2 categories. Maybe some of those things can be broken apart to make it easier to get started. So I have like, I started out with 6 categories, but then I found the opportunity to consolidate some. And these are the categories that I finally ended up with. I have a section for just shopping, any shopping that needs to be done. And that will include, you know, getting school clothes, any school supplies. Luckily, that's something I don't have to worry about. I'll explain that in just a moment. Backpacks, lunch bags, anything I need for lunches, clothes, shoes, all that stuff. Then the next category of things that I'm going to be looking into includes thinking about how we're going to manage our food. What are we going to do for breakfast in the morning? You know, we're all trying to rush and get out the door. What are we going to do for lunch this year? And how do I want to keep track of dinners? I just think it's really important for me to think about food because, you know, you guys know that my kids have food allergies. And so the more that I can think about things ahead of time, the more it just creates flow. Especially when we kind of get into a tighter structure and a tighter routine when school starts. The next category here that I have that I want to think about includes like events. Typically as school is approaching, there's just places and things that I need to be aware of. And so I'll dive into that a little deeper in just a moment. And then the next thing here that I need to think about includes like paperwork and checkups and forms and all the administrative things that need to get done. Now, some of these won't really come into play until after school starts, but if there's anything that I could do to get ahead, I would like to think about that. And then the last thing is thinking about routines, especially as my boys are getting older, thinking about, you know, how I can get them involved with their routines and also make this like an educational opportunity for them as well. So once I have like the main categories that I want to think about, like I mentioned, I have 5, and that, you know, that was because I consolidated it from 6 to 5. The next thing that I like to do is think about, okay, if these are the main categories, like what do I need to do within each of these categories to be successful? like, what do I need to do to successfully have all of our shopping done? So I kind of shared that with you just a moment ago, prematurely, but we'll talk about it now. So for me, luckily our school, they have this program where you can just pay the PTA and they will provide all of the school supplies. Like, you just pay like $50 or something and they will, you know, have all of their notebook paper, pencils, pens, construction papers, folders, composition books, all the things. They'll gather it and they will have it in this nice little tidy bag on the first, a meet the teacher event. And then, you know, that's just one less thing you have to worry about. So I have taken advantage of that and I will continue to take advantage of that every year, because I remember when I was a kid and like watching my mom try to do back to school shopping for four kids. And that's just a life that I'm not interested in if there's anything that I can do to avoid it. So I know that not everyone's school, you know, provides that. So if that is a consideration for you, then just thinking about what would kind of be involved with that with school supplies and kind of listing out maybe, you know, another 4 to 6 general steps. Don't get too lost in the weeds. That would go along with that. So if it were me, maybe I would need to find the school supply list. Do I need to go online to get it? Do they have it at my local Walmart? And then I probably would try to break that list down, and maybe there's some things I can just order on Amazon. Maybe there's some things that, you know, I could just order online, or maybe I would break it up into categories and like try to do the shopping little by little, or maybe I just honestly just have like a whole shopping day and just get it over with. So I don't know how I would break that down, like I mentioned, but just thinking about how do you want to do it. Maybe you want to shop by categories. Maybe you want to shop by location because, you know, some places have a better deal than others. I don't know. But if there's a way to break that down, do it. If not, if it's just a single thing, I'm just going to hit up Walmart and grab what I can grab. There you go. So for me, I have, we need to get backpacks. That is something that I need to do. We need to get lunch bags for my kids, the ones that they want to take to school. That's just something that my kids like to pick out every year. So we're going to do that. And then anything that I need in terms of lunch supplies. I don't know if you guys have this issue, but I be like buying all kind of like containers and cute stuff for my kids to pack. And by the end of the year, like half that stuff is gone, or we're missing lids, or it's just not how it's supposed to be. So I'm going to just refresh and start all over with that. And then the last thing in this category for me is to go clothes and shoe shopping. Most of my kids, that sounds funny to say that, already have new shoes. That was part of our preparation for Hawaii. So I just have one kid. His shoes were like pretty good, in good shape, but I do want him to have a fresh pair for school. So I will just do that for the child who doesn't have a fresh pair of shoes. I feel like my kids are pretty good on clothes. We did a lot of shopping in preparation for Jamaica. But if I see anything there to like, you know, swap out some older tops for some new ones, we'll do that. But I think we're good to go there. So that's all I'm going to do in terms of that category. I have like my 3 kind of like main overarching goals for that. So the next thing is food plan. That was the next category. So within that, I have just thinking of like quick breakfast ideas / breakfast ideas that the boys can make independently, if there's anything else I could add to our repertoire of things. And honestly, it's not even that deep, you guys. My boys know how to make some butter and jelly sandwiches in the morning. So if there's anything else I could add to that, that they could just grab, and so I could have a list of things for them so they just know what to do in the morning, I like to build up on that. And then for lunches, usually we do some type of sandwich for my son or leftovers. So I'm just trying to think if there's anything else I would like to spend time thinking about, if there's anything quick and easy that I could add to that. And then next for dinner, I want to think about a plan for that. I've actually been really interested in doing a meal matrix from the Lazy Genius. That is something that I've tried before, and I don't know what happened. I just kind of like fell off, but I want to revisit doing that and having that ready to go before school starts. I know with this whole planning thing, not too long ago, actually before school ended, I kind of experimented with just doing a rotating menu, just having the same thing, you know, for planning out a month's worth of meals and just kind of like repeating the same thing over and over again. And that was like amazing. I just felt like we didn't have enough variety. And so, but it was just really nice to not have to think about the meal plan because it was already set out. And we eat a lot of the same thing anyway. So I just want a little more variety. So I would like to revisit that and use the meal matrix to kind of help me expand my creativity. So that's what I have for the second category, food. And then in terms of events, there are a couple of things that I know that I just need to have on my calendar. Number one, when is the first day of school? I mean, I know it now, but I didn't just a minute ago. So I need to like go and research that, document it. We usually have some before school events like Meet the Teacher Night. So I need to document when is that? What time does everybody need to be where? Making sure that I take off for work. I like to personally go through the school calendar and write or put in my Google Calendar when all the school holidays are slash early dismissals. I have, left my child at school during early dismissal before, and they had to call me like, "Ma'am, come get your child." So I definitely don't want to do that anymore. So I definitely just like to take time to put all of those types of things into my calendar so that it's just there and I don't have to think about it for the rest of the year. And then sometimes we just like to have like, do like last minute summer activities with the kids. So I kind of feel like, we did the dang thing with Jamaica, so I don't really feel a lot of pressure in that area. But like if there's anything we want to do just to kind of, signify the end of summer, which I cannot believe how fast summer went by this year. Like it felt like it went slow and really fast at the same time. So anyway, so that's all I have for that third category. The next category I have is just paperworks, checkup, slash admin stuff, paperworks, wow, paperwork, checkups, and just like admin stuff. So my kids have like food allergies, so usually I just like to make sure that, we're in good standing with all of their doctors. I don't know. Sometimes I'm able to find the paperwork ahead of time, so I need to research and see if I can figure out where it is on the website. If not, their teachers will give it to me on the first day of school. And then, like, my daughters already have paperwork that I need to fill out that I've been kind of like slacking on. So, I will be make some intentional time to kind of go through that. So, that's what's kind of in that category. And then the last thing is just refreshing and looking through our routines. My kids are pretty good about my boys. That's kind of who I need to follow a routine right now. And last year, they kind of we're kind of introduced to this concept of me not standing over them and hovering over them as they get their routines done in the morning. And I'm not gonna lie, one kid was able to jump on it and adapt to it very, very quickly and easily. And I have one kid that we had to kind of do some intervention, but by the end of the year, he was just on top of it. So I would like to look through our routines, make sure that our routines are documented and posted somewhere. So in the morning, they don't have to ask me what am I supposed to do? What should I be doing? Or just be standing around looking confused. Like they have a plan of action. And so I want to make sure to just take time to think through that again, post it, just make it easy for everyone. And honestly, I may even have them participate because not only am I like working on my personal executive functioning skills, but I would like to be helping my kids build them as well. So this is the perfect opportunity to let them be involved and to use their brain and think about, okay, I have this goal. Like, what time? This is the time I need to be leaving. What time do I need to wake up? What are the things that need to get done? How much time are all these tasks going to take me? And things like that. So, for one of my children, he's just pretty good at like following a routine and he doesn't really need a lot of help in terms of like pacing and remembering what to do. But I do have one who needs a little additional support. And the way that we got that support for him last year was through an app called Brilli. You guys may have heard me talk about it on my YouTube app or my YouTube channel, but just in case you haven't, it's a routine kind of planning app. Not routine planning, that's not the word. Maybe routine management app? I don't know. So you just write down like all the steps in your routine. And then you kind of give yourself an estimated time to accomplish each of the tasks or each of the steps in your routine. And so for my son, this really helped him a lot because I think he too struggles with time blindness like I do. And so I just felt like for 75% of the year, it was a lot of really struggling. Like, you're not gonna have enough time to get all the things you need to get done and get out the door on time. So really having to like support him and coach him through it. And girl, once we got Brilly, he was so motivated to like beat the timer. It really helped him like be able to focus on what he was supposed to get done, get things done in the most effective order. And then by the end of the year, he didn't even need the Brilly app anymore. He used it for a couple of months, but then he didn't even need it anymore because he had like programmed that routine into his mind and he could get all the steps done. And he just used Brilly more like a checklist to make sure that he didn't forget anything, which by the end of the year, he was doing phenomenal and getting done ahead of time. So I would like to reintroduce that app to him. Honestly, both of them, but I guess I would need two devices to make that happen. But yeah, I would like to reintroduce that just to make sure that, you know, we feel and we're kind of starting things off on the right foot. And then once I feel like, you know, we're kind of on the right foot, then he can decide if that's something that he would like to continue or if he wants to kind of wean himself off like he did last year. So that's the fifth kind of category that I'm thinking of and what I plan to address in each of those categories. So once you develop or build out your categories, the next thing that I want to think about is how much time do I have to get all of this stuff done? So I know that I have about 2 weeks, a little more than 2 weeks. So then I like to take that and break it down into quarters. And this just keeps me from like trying to cram too much stuff into like too close together. I don't know if that was what the original intent was, but that's what I find helps me, is to break it into quarters so that I have like goals and like mini milestones along the way. So I said that I'm gonna break it into quarters, but y'all know I'd be just talking in guidelines. Our kids, like, they don't, the week that they start school, they have like that Monday and Tuesday, and then they start school on Wednesday. So I decided to like kind of put that as the fifth quarter slash overtime. So I will allow myself to do a couple of like tasks to button up on those 2 days. So for me, I have five quarters. I know that doesn't make sense, but for you, you know, do it however you want to. But I think four quarters is a great start. And then I just like to go over to my to-do list slash categories that we just created, and I like to start transferring tasks from that to-do list over into one of the quarters. And I think about what makes the most sense. Like if it's something that's planning related, you know, like for example, to schedule an appointment, well, not to schedule, to take your child to an appointment. Well, you know that you have to, that requires a supporting task. You're gonna have to schedule the appointment first. So, you know, those are things that you probably wanna do earlier. And then, you know, there's going to be things that make sense to do later. So this is how I decided to split it up for myself using those categories. So for the first quarter, so that's going to be this coming up week, for the first half of the week, this is what I plan to focus on. I plan to focus on building out that meal matrix. So that's something that I could easily do just one night, me and my lazy genius kitchen book, or a YouTube video, and I could just kind of throw out some ideas. It doesn't have to be finalized, but just to think about it and to put something on paper, and I can always make it better as I go. Another thing that I want to focus on for the first half of this coming up week is doing the calendar thing. I told you guys I wanted to go through the school calendar and put dates in my Google Calendar. So I'm going to do that. And then the last thing I'm going to focus on for the first half of the week is doing all the paperwork for my girls. Honestly, I say all the paperwork, it shouldn't take very long, but that's something that should have been done like last week or the week before. So I'm going to go ahead and do that and get that done out of the way so that, you know, the girls can just be all up to date with their school. So I know it sounds like a lot, but I'm happy to do it because I know, you know, historically I could be trying to cram a lot into like a weekend, and so I'm just gonna get that done. And so for me, this is realistic to do with my schedule because it's just three things, and mainly these are like admin kind of things. So I could do this after work once the kids are in bed, just whip open a tablet and kind of work on this, or I could just do it with a sheet of paper, you know, during my lunch break, or Mondays and Tuesdays, I usually take in my kids to their speech therapy appointments, so I can do it then. So very reasonable to squeeze into my schedule since it's just a small chunk of the total things that I need to do in preparation. All right, so that's the first quarter. The second quarter, so the second half of next week, probably on the weekend, I would like to focus on doing some of our shopping. So as mentioned before, I want to try to get like our lunch supplies gathered. I want to get shoes, backpacks, and maybe a couple of fresh tops if we see anything. And so honestly, you guys, depending on how next week goes, these are things that I could possibly just order on Amazon. And since I'm ordering it early enough, it will be here before school starts. So if I feel motivated, I want to leave the house, I can. We can hit up TJ Maxx, we can hit up Ross, grab these things, and be good to go. But if not, we will sit down and just order these things on Amazon and keep it moving. I'm all about convenience for me, and just kind of going with what I need at the time. So that's that. And then for the third quarter, so this will be not this week, but the following week. The first half of that week, I want to focus on a couple more administrative-like tasks, including my girls just had a birthday, so I need to schedule like their checkups and things like that. So I will get their checkups scheduled. And that's just a phone call, and I can make that phone call on my lunch break. And then I want to write like a little shopping list of snacks and things like that for us to purchase. Like, you know, if we want to, I want to go to Costco or Sam's Club and load up on like snacks and things like that that can go in their bags for lunches and stuff. So I want to just write out like some things that I would consider purchasing. And then for the fourth quarter, so that's the second half of next week, I want to go to Costco and go to Sam's Club and kind of load up on some snacks and things like that for their lunch bags. And so honestly, a lot of what I decide to put in there will be not only inspired by snacks and stuff, but I told you guys that I wanted to be working on a meal matrix. So whatever we decide to do for lunches and breakfast and things like that, that those decisions will also be incorporated into that food haul that I want to make the second half of next week. Okay, so typically this is where it would end. But I told you guys that I'm giving myself a fifth quarter. So that week that school will start, there will be a couple of things that I will give myself time to work on. And the reason that I'm doing this is mainly just to give myself more flexibility. Since I have the time, I'm going to use it. So the week that school starts, that Monday and Tuesday, my kids will not be in school. This is the time, the fifth quarter, and this is the time that I plan to work on going through the routines with my kids and kind of talking about our morning routine, typing it up, printing it, putting it on the fridge. And then I told you guys about that app that I use with my son, called the Brilli app. So we will go through it together and decide if we're happy with the morning and evening routine that's in it, if we want to adjust anything, if we feel like the time frames are still accurate, and we'll go through that together. And then we will be ready for school. So the only thing that will be remaining is to, you know, make sure that my girls go to the appointments that were scheduled. And then, you know, obviously the meet the teacher night will be somewhere mixed into that, depending on what I find whenever I do, whenever I put the things on the calendar. And then once school starts, that will be its own other list of things that need to get done. But hopefully I will not be trying to mix all of this craziness into the same week, because I plan to space it out so that I can do it leisurely and, you know, not feel like panicked and rushed. So, went ahead and tried to do this episode verbally. Honestly, I feel like this episode might have made more sense if it was visual, but I'm a podcast girl now, you guys. I'm trying my best. But if this is something that you would like to see visually, just let me know and we can do like a quick live or something like that, and we can kind of go through it together. But hopefully this explanation just kind of gets you inspired. It's not meant to be duplicated, because my situation is going to be different than your situation, but hopefully the principles makes sense. You know, think in these large categories, develop kind of like a mini to-do list under each of those categories, like things that need to happen to help you accomplish that goal, and then do what you can to like space it out. For me, the way that makes the most sense with spacing it out is to break things into quarters. looking at how much time I have left and dividing that into four, and that prevents me from falling into the temptation of trying to do everything at the last minute because that's just too overwhelming. And typically when I map it out like this, it makes me realize that there's a lot that needs to get done. And for me as a working mom, and I also have to like do our normal routines and take care of my kids and, you know, do the normal things, I can't afford to like give up a whole weekend just to do this. So I need to like space it out and just try to take bite-sized pieces out of it and do it gradually so that it doesn't feel overwhelming. So hopefully those principles make sense, and then you may be able to, you know, if this is something you're interested in doing, hopefully you can then be able to apply the principles to your situation. All right, thank you guys. That's all that I have for you today as we are venturing into this era. If you guys listened to my last podcast, you'll know that I'm just in an era of trying to break through perfectionism, and I'm just putting out the content. We're putting out the crappy content. So thanks for bearing with me as we try to get through this. And so that's all I have for this week's episode. Definitely thank you so much for listening, and you know, I would be so grateful if you helped me support this podcast by, you know, subscribing, liking, sharing with a friend if there's anything that resonated with you. And if you, you know, share any of this on your Instagram stories, make sure to tag me at A New Attitude with LaJay, and I'll be sure to give you a shout out and tag you back. All right, well, thank you so much for listening, and I will see you on the next, or I need to stop saying, I keep saying see you on the next podcast, but we're not really gonna see each other. I will talk to you in the next podcast. Take care.